So we want to foster staff disagreements, right? Healthy conflict and disagreements. And that's not always easy to do, especially when you might have a strong personality as a coach, or some other coaches on your staff might have a strong personality. People don't feel as safe to share. Now, Bill Belichick does something that's, I think, really powerful. When they gather as a staff, he's not the first person to speak. Instead, he has his coaches come in with their thoughts written down, their different solutions, on whatever thing they're meeting about. And what happens is they typically go around the room and people present their ideas. And Belichick just sits back and he listens to each of those. He listens before he shares his thoughts, if he even shares his thoughts. Now, this is consistent with Dr. Steven Rogelberg's research and some other behavioral psychologist research on human behavior in meetings, right? And it's a powerful principle for us as coaches or leaders when we're running meetings, right? Have people come in with their ideas written down. Or if you're faced with a question in the meeting, instead of having just asking, you know, what does everybody think about this, have everyone write down what they think. This way they are less inclined to edit or revise what they say based upon what other people share before them. I think the biggest thing is, regardless of whether you have your staff members write down their thoughts, I think it's really, really important to let them go first, all right? Don't speak first as the head coach. Don't come in and tell them all the things that you think, but come in with questions and listen and let them share their solutions, their answers to whatever is on the meeting agenda there. All right, that's it for Culture Builders number 150. My name's JP Nurbin, and if you wouldn't mind, I'd appreciate if you'd support this podcast by sharing this episode or some of your other favorite episodes with some other coaches and leaders out there that you know.